Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio at the 80th Venice Film Festival. I'm Laura Della Corte, and today we are here with the director of 21 Days Until the End of the World in the section Giornate degli Autori, Teona Strugar-Mitevska. How are you feeling today?
Listen, I just came out of the projection, so I'm actually very excited.
Nice. So, actually, your films often tackle complex social issues, and I remember in God Exists, her name is Petunia, when I watched your last movie, and you addressed like gender inequality and women's empowerment, like you are doing in 20 Days Until, of course. So how do you approach, you know, incorporating such themes into your storytelling and in this particular work here?
Well, I really try to respond to the world. You know, each film, each story I tell, it is sort of a comment of usually on injustices, unjust situation that overwhelm my soul and body. And as an artist, as a person, I must react. And I'm lucky to have the cinema form that actually gives you this amazing possibility to express certain opinions, injustices, frustration, but also it gives you the possibility to deliver sentiments and experience and emotions to the audience. So basically, I think the most effective way to speak to people is, yes, with honesty, sincerity, but also you must touch the hearts of people. So I really try whenever, no matter how political a theme is, to really attack the heart of the audience.
And you have mentioned the challenges that you faced when actually starting your career. And I was interested especially when dealing, you know, older male crews. And can you share any specific strategies that you employed actually to overcome these challenges? And if you have a feel also, you know, misunderstood in your work actually, because you are very compelling, you're very outstanding too.
Thank you. Well, I always think I can start from me. My biggest challenge has always been to have the courage to accept myself, but even most importantly, to have the courage to allow myself to be who I am and to say what I want to say. And I think for little girls and women, this is not always evident. If I can give an advice, it's like, sorry, I don't know if you can say this on radio, but fuck it, you know, fuck it and go for it. Do not spend your time waiting to be accepted, to be acknowledged, to be whatever. Just be and create and. I think for us women, this is something, although I see with newer generations, people are actually much more audacious. But it took me 50 years to have the audacity that I have today. I wish I did it before, but actually it's never too late.
Wonderful. So your directing style is known, you know, for being visually compelling, and I really like and appreciate the fact that you write down your feelings on your images. And I'm curious about, you know, if you got this inspiration from something, or is something that you create just like new like that, and if you can, you know, delve deeper into this visual approaching you have.
So 21 Days, it was very intuitive project. The only restrictions or the only idea was, yes, the situation was being closed in a space, the lockdown, the first lockdown. And the second restriction was, okay, 21 days. I will shoot something every day for 21 days. I love framing, yes. Every frame is a poetry. There is so much you can tell with colors and composition of a frame. Here I was very restricted. It was only me in front of the camera, me behind the camera. So I did my best with the settings I had. Writing things on the frame it was very important for me, and in every film it's important to have this humor, to sort of have this humorous look at yourself, and especially in this film because it's me all the time. So using the written form with what you see and hear visually was a way to also give the film this distance, this perspective of what we see, what we think, what is a joke, what is etc. etc. So it was really just a playful way to make the film work.
Yeah, of course. You know, 21 days until the end of the war for me has a meaning because you just, you know, go deeper in your emotion, but also you speak a lot about relationship and relationship with males, relationship in a, you know, very ecstatic way too and very brave way too, because no one says the truth actually that you are telling, because it's like, you know, when you have, you know, short time given to you to tell the last thing you wanted to do, you become maybe more real without, you know, all the things that are superficial. So is that, you know, my vision is true to you, is resonates with you, or there's something more that I didn't catch up?
No, it is exactly that. You know, during the first lockdown, we were afraid. We did not know what this crazy thing is. It is very difficult to be totally honest. And I don't know if I'm totally honest, but I try to be in this film. And I try to be in a way where I said, I don't care. You might find me ridiculous, he or she, but this is it, you know. I stand naked in front of you. I bear all. And I don't know why I did this now, but I understand now that it is a part of my process of growing humanly as a person and as an artist. So I actually, after this film, I really, to tell you the truth, I feel unstoppable. You know, what can you find more about me than what you see in this film? So, you know, now I can do whatever I want. You know, the limits are endless. And this is also about freedom, giving yourself the freedom to try to do things that are risky. But why not, you know? Life is too short. We live once. And I just can't be any more frustrated. Frustrated because I didn't do this. I should have done it this way. I should have filmed it this way. I should have, I'm sick of it. I just want to do. And this is a message to all inspiring artists and especially women out there. Just do.
Thank you so much to Tiona Strugar-Mitevska, director of 21 Days Until the End of the World in the section Giornata degli Autori. This is Laura Della Corte for Fred, the Festival Insider. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.